Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
So if you're working with me tonight, you're discipling me. And I said, Dave, you know, this, I like what I'm seeing in you. I'm not feeling it for myself. What action step can I do?
You know, I've done this a lot of times. I go to speak to the women at Teen Challenge quite often. And done this exercise with them because it's important, because Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. So we have to know his voice. And there are a lot of different voices that are coming at us. But if we can't detect his voice and ask him, what is it that you want me to do? Then we're going to miss the whole thing. And so I do this little prayer thing with them, and I bind the enemy from being able to interfere, and I just ask God to release a word to, you know, might be 20, 30 people present. God, release a word to these, your daughters, or these, your sons, and let it be something that they know comes from you. And then I'm just silent for about a minute and a half, and next thing you know, I said, who heard something from God? And all these hands go up, and he tells different messages to each of these people, and it's a beautiful thing that he is sovereign, and he speaks to all of us at the same time, but we have to have ears that can hear. We have to be willing to be still and know that I am God.
Now, I assume those are biblical messages that they're receiving, not extra-biblical messages. I mean, I'm assuming that God is speaking to them through his word and making it evident through presentation of God's word that it comes alive in their heart.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of where you're going with
yes,
that?
Yes. I mean, to have this thought, you know, where God's saying, I love you, you know, with an everlasting love. Well, where else would that come from? So, and there's lots of different messages that he gives them, and it speaks to people, and they just, some of them start to cry because it's so touching for them. So it's important to be able to hear his voice.
What I really liked about that is the first thing he does is pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
Before we take an action, let's go to God.
Yeah.
Let's see what God has for us. And to me, that is step one, guys, that we can't do anything on our own. And we really don't want to. And I think God gets our attention because if we're dead in our sins, we don't know we need to change. The desire to change has to come from the Holy Spirit. Mm. It has to come from God.
Yes.
And so if you're struggling with working with people or maybe trying to get so, let's get on our knees and pray. Bill, it's an action step that we, you know, we say all the time, oh, I'll pray for you, I'll pray. There's two people today that I've been thinking about because people talked to me yesterday about them. And I was thinking, well, you know, I got to pray for them. I haven't done it yet. And I think what I'm learning is when I think about praying for them, I need to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that. You're good at that.
Well,
I've worked with you. I know that.
Yeah. But it took a long time to develop that, you know, because you really have to be attentive. When you ask God a question, he says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And even before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. So when I ask God something, I have an expectation that he's going to answer.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.